Okay, does the meeting come to order?
You have that?
No. Thanks, buddy. I had one, but it was in my other folder thing. Oh, we got warrants?
Yeah, we have some warrants.
All right.
First up.
Let's do those.
Warrant.
One warrant? Got it, buddy. Won't Eversource be mad at us? Take back half of what I said about you.
Okay.
Well, we got spaghetti lunch going on next door?
No, estate sales.
Oh, no kidding.
There's a stem to stem. I mean, stem to stem.
Oh, yeah.
Going on at one house, then right behind this over here is one from West Bay Estates.
Nice.
So there's two of them going within walking distance.
All right, Chris, that's got Jen happy right there.
I don't know, ask her. She's hiding in there.
She's happy. Look at her. I'm telling you. Andrew, this is all about you today, brother. Don't you think, guys?
So,
how you doing?
I'm doing.
You get the floor, Andrew. See how we're doing here. And we appreciate this.
Two arrays right here. They're in that smaller shaded blue.
Mm-hmm.
And that brown around it is where they're suggesting for clearing. So the clearing footprint is a decent amount larger for those. Right around 15 acres on both sides. So, I mean, it is a substantial amount of clearing. And for the 705, I believe that's 705.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, that's going to be directly located in the zone one for a majority of the array. The MWRA has no issues with allowing development there as long as the water department, you know, internally is fine with that.
Okay.
The 200 Sampson's Mill and 414 Main Street. These two areas right here, which seem to be in the last meeting the more preferable spaces, just because it is hidden away from the road, and there's not a lot of kind of proximal development as far as the butters are concerned. Those are outside the zone ones completely, at least for the arrays. There's a small amount of cleaning that's suggested, but that couldn't, as far as this orientation, there'd be no issue with having no clearing there. But again, to reiterate the fact that these preliminary designs were, here's a parcel of land. Where do you guys want to put this? Mm-hmm. And they're going to be as close to the road as possible just so they can get their electrical infrastructure back on the street as quickly as possible. There'd really be no issues with moving those two arrays to any portion of the site, where on the other locations you are really bound by the land. There's really not much you can do size-wise unless you are going to make it substantially smaller.
You can't tell from these, but from the aerial
photos we're looking at.
Yeah.
Right, so that is... Is that 200 Sampson's? Where is it? 200 Sampson's. That's right there.
Okay.
And this is
2.6 kilowatts.
2.58, yeah, megawatts.
Megawatts, okay.
2.586, 2.586, 2.586.
Why do these ones along the power line not take advantage of the open space of the power line for the shading effect? Rather, they push them back in and then say, you need to trim trees in here because it would shade the array. Why not just expose that array to the open?
That could be completely feasible. It really was a first pass of this isn't necessarily what they're going to build.
I just thought maybe there was some prohibition against using that open space.
I mean, there might be some issues with being close to that easement. But, off the back of your pockets, most likely the guy that physically designed this in CAD was the guy, okay, this is how I design systems.
But even if you can't get close with an array to the easement, there's still no problem with cutting trees down there.
There's
already trees cut down.
I mean, they bring the array right up to here, and if he swung this whole thing around, you wouldn't have to worry about shading of the trees, could you? Yeah. Just leave this open. Put the array under the power line, but yeah.
Chris, road's on this side? This side? The paved road here?
This is the paved road coming in. The paved road, it comes across here. And
it goes through the...
Yeah, I can't see it right here, but this is station one. That's station two. So it would be over here someplace coming that way.
Yeah, the paved road's going to be right like this. We probably won't put the paved road down in the middle of the
array. Mill Road is this.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So this is the 200 sections for Borrego, and you can tell they're most likely is that where that road would be located. It seems to be like they're taking advantage of that existing road for access.
Up in the right of way.
Right.
Because that isn't the road, this is the right of way. Is that
yeah,
the address?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think. This is one
I'm
of
not
our
sure what area that is. That's one of the stations there, because this is a road coming to it. That's station four, I think.
And here's the paved road, which I think on this is still dirt, because this is an old photo. But anyway, instead of coming in this way on the paved road, they come in from the power line, which is curious.
Yep, this this line up with, is this one right here?
Two different.
Yes.
This is the different page.
This one.
That one right there is 200 Samson's right there.
Right.
Yeah. And that's, yeah.
And this one's 200 Samson's.
Right.
And this one is right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is, that's station four, which is
right there. Right, so here. I mean, they're having this basically be
This is coming across the back. This has got to be Mariner Circle,
mm-hmm.
the way the houses are. So you're looking at this would be like this in here. There's that one. So what this is here, it's got to be station. This has got to be the road coming in. Going to station four, and this is going to be going, that's going to be station two. Station one would have to be right here.
And this is over by the water department?
Yeah. That's over by
that's the tank.
And behind the water pump.
And as far as surrounding properties there, is there any issues with surrounding properties?
The only properties that really touch that are. Town Road.
And that's over here.
Yeah. Right. These are all 28 issues here. Those over there, this is wetlands in here that you're not going to be able to mess with.
I know from the preliminary stuff they had at least on the 4300, I think, pulled in some of the wetland stuff, but that was just what was publicly available on the Mass State Oliver site, I believe. So I don't think they've done any deep dives at this point yet.
Okay. I've had a couple questions of Chris. So I was trying to reevaluate what our purpose is here.
Mm-hmm.
We are charged with supporting the water department and water protection to it and all that stuff right there. That's our goal. That's what we're charged with doing. And I don't want to do anything that's going to interfere with or have any hindrance to it. So I asked him a couple different questions. One had to do with, is there some ground cover that can be planted amongst the array instead of just grass that is holds the ground better without growing up and becoming a shade issue? And and when you stagger that away from the solar field to full-size trees, is there a secondary height of ground cover that would be better for the ground without giving the interference with the shade of these things?
I know a lot of developers that come in will put in low-growth vegetation.
That's from top to bottom.
And as much as some people will say, you know, there's no really such thing as low growth, you know. I know some towns have had some pretty much provisions of you can't cut any grass in an array during,
The sandwich season. Is like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So they'll let you, you have to maintain their array,
mm-hmm.
but you can't cut any vegetation between, I believe it's,
it's Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Yeah. The only time that stuff grows.
Yeah. So there was that, and then just the fact that we cut so many trees down.
I think that's where you get into, okay.
Yeah.
You can make the case for the environmental, positive of the solar, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it is okay if you were going to be cutting 18 acres here, 17 acres here, where is that, that balance point?
Mm-hmm. So that's why I asked Chris to look at that, because I was going to look to him for some direction.
I checked with the forestry guy. He has not returned any phone call, but I did check with a couple of the tenants, and they haven't done anything but put natural ground cover there.
Okay.
They do come in, snip at it, cut back stuff so it doesn't grow up over.
Yeah.
But they have not had anything. There hasn't been any kind of special ground cover installed there.
mean, I was thinking like even like sand with gravel over it would bring it in much slower than if it was, you know, just dirt there or something, or clay, or it has to be some kind of porous material, I would think.
Okay. So what do you think about the impact of so much acreage being cleared around these sites as compared to maybe just one site here and another site somewhere else?
It all depends on the angle, if they're flat, mm-hmm. if they're not, if they run back. It just seems like an awful lot of clearing to me. Mm-hmm. It seems too large to do it. I mean, I was thinking, when we were looking at this, I'm thinking smaller, you know, smaller units, more smaller units than a big, large one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. More beneficial to us.
Yeah.
I do have some stuff here, though, that I'd like to ask Andrew and let you guys hear. I did a little bit of investigating. Did you get anything? Did you hear anything from Aqua Grove? Did you get that email or anything?
I'm seeing something in the stuff we have here.
Sandwich, the town of Sandwich looked into this. They said no. They said it's too much to go through for them to be involved because they're classified at Mass General Law, I'm not sure which one it is, but R97, whereas the land is water, for water conservation purposes, different stuff. To do it, they have to go through a 2/3 vote.
At the district meeting.
At district meeting.
Houses.
Something else legislatively.
Yeah, two houses.
Yeah. And there's a possibility of if you use 17 acres of clearing, you have to get by 17 new acres of land to replace that.
Yeah.
There's a few different things that they were saying. I don't know if you run into anything.
I know that is basically when they have the on a water system, the basic is the shallow chute from the NWRA, and they have, you know, and it's all other necessary DEP approvals at their discretion.
Right. It's the community. It's not the state or the feds that make a decision. It's us that make the decision. And then they need to get the approvals from the DEP and then the environmental impact statement.
Yeah. And he was also saying, when I talked to Manhattan and Bourne, they didn't have to do any kind of buyback or anything like that. The DEP was okay with what they were doing.
Right.
One of them was not that large. I don't believe where it is. It's really, really large. But one is still in the middle of the one.
Bourne's pretty big.
Yeah.
It's a good one, though.
I'm looking into it a little more to see what's going on. You can see there's an email that I have going back and forth with him that talks about all of it. But he's still investigating.
What do you think?
The intoxicating part of about $500,000 a year of income, it is just what it is. It's intoxicating. Mm-hmm. But when you step back, we're going to find some balance between, you know, the benefit that some money can do the district and without hurting our water supply. Because that's what our real job is.
Right. So, I mean, at least with the regulatory standpoint, their understanding of, hey, if we have these sites to work with, this is what we'd want to do, just from our first pass.
So I think our thought process is probably mine, and it's speaking for everybody, but I think after hearing what everybody's questions are and stuff, and I really came in here today, we needed to have this laid out for us so that we could see, you know, all the different locations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in for a battle, so I'm not looking for any of these arrays to be close to anybody's neighborhood. I'm just not interested, not right now. But it's something that we could look at in the future. I am interested in an array that's large enough to pay for our $73,000. It might be a 2.5, it might be a 2.8, but it's something that's going to be large enough that we can take a poke at first.
Well, that's the thing.
And make some sense of what's it going to take for us to offset our electrical charges? And all the stuff that we read, ideally, they love to put this in an industrial location, obviously, Andrew, where we're putting it in a parking lot someplace.
Right, right.
You know, if we could find a parking lot big enough to do that, we'd be fine. We could always put it over the ball field, I guess. That won't be an issue. Or get to it, Cataliers Park. But
There is the existing
being facetious,
offer Borrego that they have already existing public sites in SEMA territory that, hey, you know, you look at something like this, say this is a ton to bite off. We can make all these arrays smaller, only use a portion of the sites, or even totally away for no development at all, you guys, they'll just sell you the net metering credits from their other existing sites.
Yeah.
They're fine with that, too.
Yeah, I kind of talked to Chris here a little bit this morning, and I've been thinking this over and reading about this stuff, and you're right, the $500,000 is intoxicating, but I kind of came back to what's our objective, and that's really the important thing, and I think our objective is to defray some or all the cost of the water department.
I'm in for all.
As a minimum, yeah.
But if the sun doesn't shine for a couple of months, then like this spring, you might not do it.
I understand what you're
saying. But I mean, in a reasonable way. And I guess my question is, to do that, how many acres of panels do we need?
That's right. That would be what do we need?
2.8.
The calculus there is going to be essentially the balance of a land lease payment to balance out electric bills. If it was around 70,000, we're saying?
73.
So if it's 73 and they're basically coming in, Borrego's initial offer was about 48,000 a megawatt, that'd be a megawatt and a half. So that could be, doing 200 Samson's Mill and calling it a day.
Yeah, right. And I don't want, we're not saying that we're out of the solar business. What we're saying is, I think we'd like to walk before we run.
Sure.
And if it comes up that this makes sense, we don't know that this option for us in the future is there for us to maybe use some of the other property and build onto that and defer some of the cost, continuing to defer some of the cost to our community, whether it be the fire department or whatever department it might be. If that's possible, then that's great. But in the meantime, let's do what we talked about to begin with.
The only thing that I got, I don't know if this is the same Andrew Reed that I've known before that I met Mr. Teach doing a lot of work, but he's the new super overhead.
Yep, I know Andrew. He's actually with, he was with Weston & Sampson, right?
Quite possibly, nice guy.
Yeah, I know.
He seemed to be real nice. He called this morning, and he just told me that I should be a little aware that what they're running into right now is he wasn't there to start it. It was the previous superintendent.
Mike Martin.
Yeah.
Mike Martin started that, yeah.
The start of the project. And what happened was they went to the town and said, because they're a fire, they're a district like us, they went to the town and said, hey, we developed this property. And we start making some money back or anything like that from this. It's no longer protection zone. Is it open to property taxes or anything? The guy says, we have the right to do it. We're not going. They had a handshake and they went away. Well, now the superintendent's gone. The tax assessor's gone. There's two people in there and they're trying to make them pay property taxes and real estate taxes on the land, which is upwards of $10,000, he said, which is to burn what you make. So you have to make sure you have something ahead of time in this, if you do it, that's in writing saying, I don't know if it wrecks your not-for-profit status, if you're making money on the property.
Who's the attorney over in Bourne? Isn't it Connor Ford? Ford O'Connor.
Mike Ford?
Ford O'Connor is the attorney over there. We can ask him. You can get a little bit of information out of him, too.
Is that Mike Ford's attorney, or is that...
That's Bourne Water District attorney.
I think that's probably, originally, and this hasn't changed any, our thoughts were, how do we take care of 73 grand worth? And that is something that we can
honestly justify and say we're doing this for to draw water out of the ground. You know, after that, what are we talking about? You know, maybe it's available, but we didn't know that. We're still in the middle of it. You know. Yeah,
or,
right.
Or whatever municipal.
But whether we can or not, we never know. You know, we didn't know. I mean, we're in though. We're This is a good. This is a good conversation. This is something that should happen here. There's no reason that it should be happening all over the state, and us not take advantage of this. No reason at all. So I mean, this is a good project that we've got.
There's something in that Borrego that talks about taxes, isn't there?
What's that?
Section in that Borrego document.
Have you, Andrew? Have you made a decision yet, or have you had a process yet of deciding which one of the two of these you are thinking is?
I'm thinking it's coming down to just reading where you are seeing from in terms of who's going to provide the biggest benefits to the town.
Okay.
When I'm looking at all these things here, if we get one of these two sites without just one of them, to get as much as we can out of that, and I'm still looking up here behind our tower where if we can get something that just, I don't see the impact there on groundwater.
That's a good call, Don.
So that gives us a secondary. It doesn't have to be as big as what if the picture shows, if there's any houses up there. But it's a secondary place to have an array that.
There is a wetland area within that array.
What's
there?
That?
It runs right into the parking lot. Yeah. So you might have to go there about 20.
Well, we can make it smaller.
There is a wetland area within that array, isn't there?
A little river.
It's like it was quite a. Drop down, we'll say, around that area. Yeah.
Is it little? Is it considered
little?
Little
water in there sometimes.
Yeah, that's.
Today would be a great day to take a walk down there and see if
you might have to take your hip boots.
You could go ride one of those turtles down there. They've got a flag on their back from walking around from the tower. They still got flags on them, don't they?
Mm-hmm. I think with state regs, you might get on a wetland area in the next century, but I. You'd have to steer real clear of that.
I think you could put it on pontoons.
Yeah, you could. Just floats. Yeah.
I was reading that in this other thing about on the water, cleaner energy results.
But I think there's room for an array back there.
That's what I mean. Yeah, even if it shrinks down somewhat, but still it's good enough for them to want to invest into it. And we can benefit some of it without having a negative effect and taking so many trees out of one area. Okay. I would think one of these two, whichever one they can get the most out of. And then seeing what they can propose up here. This is just me, not the whole board. That might be a little bit scaled down. Still,
you probably could benefit by also, either way, not taking down any more trees, but maybe having one smaller one in each of those sections that would be available to build on. Mm-hmm. It's throwing it out there, whipping it on the wall there. We'll see what sticks up there.
Well, what's the minimum number of acres we need to clear to supply the $73,000?
I don't know that. That says
about three.
So based on this, I would say it would probably be around lower limit six, probably
six.
Closer to eight.
Okay. And these are
17 and 8.
Yeah.
We don't want these guys to be frustrated, but we want to, like I'm saying, it's going to be a walking start, not a running start.
Sure. You don't want to have so much going on that it's, okay, you know, as you said, are we using the forest?
Well, we have people that we need to make sure that they're aware of what's happening with this thing, and, you know, and at a later date, once the energy is being produced and we're paying for our freight, it doesn't mean that this district, outside of the water department, can't find other places to do the same thing.
An alternative to all this is in the front of that Borrego book, and it's probably in this Sun Edison, too. They mentioned if we don't want to develop any of our land, we can, you know, give our credits to them and take advantage of an existing array someplace.
Right. Would necessarily be wiping out the existing bill that you have. We're going to give you $70,000 of the credits, and you're paying us, you know, $55,000 for it.
Yeah.
So that's going to be lost amount of savings,
yeah.
But at the same time, you're not put out
anyway. You did good. This is good. Thanks. Yeah. We needed this, too. Yeah. Thank you very much, Andrew, for taking the time to put this together. And where do you think our next turn is? You have another question, Don?
Well, I just wanted, of these two, because I'm still stuck on these two, getting a full bang out of one of these two sites. And I don't know, what is the value, if you get the full 2.586 megawatts out of one of these sites, what does that mean?
In terms of
dollars and cents.
Right now, the proposed Borrego compensation is right around 48,000 megawatts.
So we're talking like 110 or something like that.
Yes. And the motivation there.
You're pretty good for a nurse.
From the sizing of that 2.56 per site, is these are all going to be developed as community shared sites with local electrical off-takers. Upper limit on a site for community share is 2 megawatts AC, so they slightly oversize the DC size, the panel size, and feed that back into the inverter, so like 2 megawatt nameplate capacity on the AC side, and that's on the state. That's the basically that largest you can go and still get the full credit.
Credit, yeah.
So they could, if you wanted to say, hey, let's get more than 2 megawatts on a site, that might be something to entertain, but they are taking a hit basically by going over that 2 megawatts. So that's kind of where.
Okay, so when there says 2, the amount that they show on here is more than 2 megawatts.
It's 2.5. 2.5.
On the DC side,
yeah. Okay.
On the panel, so when those are going to get fed to the inverters, it's going to actually output 2 megawatts AC
okay.
back.
Is there another way that we can do this? I mean, that's where we're looking at. Other than that, too, can we do it another way that produces enough to pay our freight?
You could make it smaller than that.
Or
you
make
could
it bigger.
Downsize it or make it bigger. It's the motivation on their side that they're going to bring in a third party that's going to finance it only.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Right.
There's got to be a balance between us and the people that are going to invest into it.
So I mean, they have a percentage return they're trying to get, and they're taking their cut on making a bigger site and having less electricity. They might still do it.
We don't want them to do that. We don't want them to do that.
Two's the minimum or maximum. What's the minimum?
I don't have a verbalized minimum from Borrego. From Sunnison is 1 megawatt.
So 1 to 2 is a good
one
range.
Two, that one's really just type of company that Sunnison is. They do larger systems. They really are geared to be much bigger. I mean, they're doing, you know, 80, 90, 100 megawatt sites around the world.
Yeah.
So we're looking at Borrego for this thing, then, essentially.
I would say so.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. I'm just going to go back. I would like to see one of these developed so we get, we can get more than what our needs are right now. And then have this looked at as a possibility as a secondary one.
Mm-hmm.
If you have either one of those, that would give you our needs.
Our needs,
plus,
yeah.
Yeah, plus.
So that's the right here.
page that done.
Panels, how many there are, roughly, or something that size.
Don, what page is that?
It is 15.
20.
15, 1-5.
So if you had that, it would be $72,000.
$28,000?
Yeah. Right? You have the size right here.
I'm trying to think the size of the one. I thought
one of these is sent to the over 200.
This one there.
The one in right now, the size that they have.
And the other one is, it's not called Sanchez, but it is. It's called Main Street.
Walmart is this
called?
Yeah.
These two are really close to the same.
So that'd probably be at 2100, but probably at 600. Which is
even my glasses.
As far as utilities concerned, because those are 650 kilowatts DC. Put that on a 500 kilowatt DC inverter.
You want to try my glasses?
Too
much?
Okay. So they
can
move
12
projects
start
to finish in 8 months as opposed to a year.
What's the name of this one? Do you know?
That is 200 Samsons, no.
Okay, and then what's this one?
414 name.
That one's called Main Street?
Yeah.
Oh, because it backs up?
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
This land's pretty flat out there.
Over on Main Street.
Yeah.
And over on Sanford's Mills.
Yeah. So these two lots.
Yeah, it's not very flat behind station. Around station 5, it's okay. And
up behind the water building is not very flat.
No.
Here's
you
that
see that ridge?
Here's that big swale that goes through the back of this.
Yeah, there's a large ridge that runs right up. It runs all the way almost and slowly goes down below this bottom. So yeah. The tank is actually at a much higher level than water bottom. I don't know if that would be a preferred facing hill. I don't know. Maybe, you know, built up on the hill going up.
And where's our existing water coming from here?
It shows on the land map that you had.
Yeah, no, I know.
But it should be there.
Yeah, there it is.
So if we take advantage of one of either Samson's Mill or Main Street,
it still seems like.
Well, I mean,
you said this is about 15 acres?
17 or 18.
Yeah, 414.
One is 17 and one is 18.
There's the details on the side.
The rate itself is about 9.5, and the clearing would be about 19.8. So
there's
19.8. 17.4, and what's the actual array?
The array is 9.09.
Okay. And if you wanted to get a start, that would, either one of those, it would give us the $73,000 in output, right?
More than that.
It'd give us more, but also.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it'd give you more, but I mean,
my electric bill keeps on going up too. So,
yeah. And don't forget. I mean, I think also keep in mind that these things, both of them, can be smaller. You don't have to affect such a one large area.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if we cut this at an angle here, off, and cut it in half, and even something like this, you know, cut in half, a little bit here. And a little bit here, you know, we're talking half,
and you could do it in two different spots.
Right. Yeah. All I know is, from my experience in construction, it's easy to draw a line and cut something in half, but it's not easy to make it work. So it's a feasible thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, what would that do to the electrical requirements that they need to be equipped and they need to install? They don't need equipment they need to install, but they're directly inverted?
If you're going down in size, not necessarily. These are all based on pretty modular string size inverters that be combined, you know, at the end towards the street. So they're, you know.
Okay, so you don't
electrically, there wouldn't be an issue.
Maybe it's
all
right.
So
One of the things I don't want to have happen is that we say we manipulate to a point that would fit our needs and come back and say, we can't do this. It doesn't make sense to us. And then we're sitting here with nothing.
But you won't know that until you try.
It won't cost us anything.
Top half of this.
At the last meeting, there was somewhat of an urgency to, because of the time to get all the permits and all the stuff done, and the work that they have to do ahead of time,
right,
that they're
so
going to invest in themselves for a period of time.
When you say you want to do a site or not do a site, it really is from the day you say yes, and they're going to, you know, speculate there, and they're going to pay for it up front with all the necessary utility applications and preliminary engineering on their side. It's a matter of per site costs, because it's now more applications per site, and it's also a timeline. So if you decide that you want to do 212 or 400 Main, and then a year later decide you want to do the water tank, mm-hmm. it's going to push that development. I mean, it's not like it can be parallel. It's
yeah.
going to start.
Yeah.
And that's the main factor on the utility side is it's realistically upwards of potentially a year from when you say yes, let's go do it,
yeah.
to when you'll actually see stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's assuming, you know, everything, every other approval's lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pull a topo layer off of GIS for this? Is that possible? Is there a topo layer?
We might have a topo one that we can put on that. I'm not sure, yeah. but.
I was thinking there's a pretty good hole here, isn't there?
There is one that's on the loop there. There's a water main that runs through the middle of that array there, too.
Oh, there is.
Those things, as you said before, they're not cast in stone right there, those two.
Have to be within those boundaries.
They can be moved, tweaked around. You got.
I think a topo layer would help you see that.
Mm-hmm.
The water main, of course, and whatever else you have going.
But that's their job, though, to figure out what works within that space.
Right.
For me to try to figure out, you know, to do their job for them is really not going to be very, doesn't make any sense.
No, I mean, they're going to be the ones that,
yeah.
you know, this is what they do.
Yeah, but if we say we want to get so much out of this one site here, show us how you can do it, and they can go to work and show us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it isn't, the contours aren't right. What do they do? Just eliminate that as part of the array, or do they say, well, we'd like to level this a little bit?
Yeah, a couple of the discussion points in terms
okay.
of, hey,
yeah.
we could go down that path. We could decide to move the entire array. We could decide to put nothing there and shift the other stuff to another portion.
Just one of his board, I'm in favor of developing one of those two to its potential and doing some investigating with the one up here as maybe a future one or see what it has to offer without having impact on housing and stuff.
You never have to be. If you going up there and walking and looking at it saying, yeah, or you have a construction guy.
This doesn't make sense.
You know, facing this direction or something.
Yeah, they're going to do a full.
They'll have their
full-blown site civil, full-blown everything. It's going to come down to okay. Once they have kind of a dialed-in response in terms of we don't want to do this site at all. We don't want to do this site. It's too much. I mean, you know, those are you know directly in the zone ones, so it's going to have all the fun that comes with that.
This orange line through here, that's not Putnam, is it? Where is the Putnam extension? Where does that come through?
Putnam, that was
no, that's the one.
See, that's Putnam.
That orange line is an old paper road that
That's where you found the leak in the water?
Yeah. Well, that's the Putnam Extension, isn't it?
Putnam Extension ends at Main Street right there.
Yeah, but I mean, that ancient way, if you go to the real old maps, that dirt road is part of Putnam. I think that's an ancient way. You can theoretically, if you didn't value your vehicle, drive up that thing.
Yeah.
But I think that's Putnam Avenue Extension.
Old Post.
Oh, Post. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, I was saying.
Voice from Marston Mills.
It could be part of Old Post. It could keep going.
Yeah, I think it does.
I mean, by rights.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
It used to be a road that ends up across from what was the Golden Price gas station. Yeah, so I mean, it goes towards your house, Ted. There's an old road that runs through there.
I think this meeting was.
I don't know if we're ready for that yet, to be honest with you. I really don't. I don't know that we could tell them what we are looking at doing. I think we need Borrego to probably give us, you know, the rundown, Andrew, on this. I've been in these before. I don't have enough facts right now. I'm going to get hammered. So you better have it together. And I'm going to be standing with him. He's going to be blah, 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 blah. He's going to know what he's doing. So. No, it's good. I don't mind that. No, I don't mind that. And, why don't we have Borrego? We probably need to. I don't really think we need a vote on it at this stage of the game, but we need to just make sure that they understand that we're serious.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't want them to feel like, you know, they do it all the time, so I don't know why I'm apologizing. They're in the middle of this thing. They know
right.
What's going on. They know the questions are asking today.
Yep.
Basically,
the motivation started as keep the scope as big as possible.
So let's say we want to cover our electric bill. Mm-hmm. We want to utilize one of those two sites that are here. And you guys are listening, right? And then at a future date, we'll investigate the backside of the building, backside of our water department. Don, is that all right?
I didn't want to investigate this, but if they're going to look at one of these two for our $75,000 need, I'd like them to look at a full development option, too, for that particular site so you can look at those two things.
Okay.
Which is the difference between 75 and 135.
Yeah. It's almost done. And then maybe look at a smaller array back here. Look at the development around that water tower.
Okay, so both of them develop for the 135 and then that 200 Sanchez Mill, and then one of them develops so that we pay for our electricity at $73,000 or $75,000?
Yeah.
Do you think they'd come out and look at it, give us a more of a viable option, or do you think that they'd say, no, it's not until you sign it, go out there?
No, I mean, they're both ready on just a verbal to completely speculate, start doing applications, start
right.
doing it with even no commitment to do it at all.
Right, mm-hmm. And, yeah, for sure. Okay. Let's do that. Develop both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then give us an option for developing, making a smaller development on one of the two for covering our electric bill.
Mm-hmm.
And with the thought process that, you know, maybe something in the future would be good.
Okay.
And then we'll eventually have them look. If they want to do it now, they can look behind the water department.
Okay.
If that's what they want to do.
Because it might take a full scale stuff.
The preferable spot to have one right now, I would think up around that tank.
Yeah, sure.
Someplace, because you already got plenty of land that's you already got clearing.
Yeah.
For the tank itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be a matter of clearing further up.
So let's make sure that they investigate that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You good with it? Okay. And
I think we'll
keep on moving like a turtle.
Coming along pretty fast.
We'll keep on moving like a turtle in this direction, but I don't think we're ready to. We're not going to dig any dirt anytime soon. So,
what would you suggest, Dan, once we kind of come up with some real options here we can talk about, that we have a meeting with the Prudential Committee or we have a town meeting? Or what's kind of a sequence of events that would happen?
Yeah, it's not so much that I'm a tree hugger, but I would like to make sure we don't do any damage to our groundwater supply. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's why I was looking for some other alternative means of some low-growth vegetation that would be better than just grass, if there's such a thing.
Well, that's part of the thing.
Did
trees
going
to do the water supply.
There is actually two trains of thoughts on it also. I don't know, Andrew, you can bail me out, that is not affected at all. The water's going back into the system as long as you grass it and you take care of it, because it's coming off the solar panels,
yeah,
or it's coming off the trees. I mean, and it's all shade underneath the solar panels. But I personally, I don't, you know, I looked at a lot of them, and there's some big ones out there, and they're all like hay underneath the growth of it, you know.
I know Chris brought this up at the last meeting, you know,
yeah,
just the impacts of how the runoff is going to change, you know, what that would look like, how it would actually play out to the water supply.
It's sort of sinking in the ground, that's one thing, because it's going to run off, it's going to move the ground, it's got to change that whole ground.
Yeah.
Andrew, in these areas around the arrays where you're trying to minimize the shade from the trees, they say tree trimming. What do they do?
It's really pruning canopies.
Okay. That's going to be expensive.
Yeah, you're not going to see it really unless it's required, as in we're not going to let you cut this down.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do something? We'll let you trim them.
I think we have an impact too on the clean energy. That's just as important as the trees. At some point in time, we got to do that. But I'd rather, you know, like Chris, you may have a good point there that we already got cleared area over there by the tank, some of it would be usable over there.
And remember, you're going to have to go through Cape Cod Commission no matter what.
Yep.
So,
well, at least we won't have to. They will.
Yeah. If someone's going to have to go through Cape Cod Commission, someone's going to have to do all the historical endangered species, the Native American, I guess, now is really correct lately, and something else. There's everything. Every preservation,
and that they're prepared for that.
They
know what they're getting into.
This issue, Chris, about replacing land, if you clear land and put solar arrays in, that you have to replace that with additional land.
Yeah.
What are the exemptions and what are the...
I got Mark looking into that to find out how people are getting away from that. And you know, with the thought that you get something from the state saying you don't have to do that. Because I guess the state is actually looking the favor of these.
We should...
And even our watershed, they're saying, they're not hurt.
We should let Borrego do their job here. We don't need to expend a lot of money on chasing the legal stuff around until Borrego does his stuff. They may actually do that. They're going to be ahead of us on that.
Does that apply, Chris?
Yeah.
Do you know to land that's already cleared?
Where does that apply to any land?
I believe to any land that you own.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's almost treated like a wetland.
And I didn't know if it was a difference because we're a district or a town land that's different. I'm just not sure. I mean, if it's on our own land, is it still considered an article of land except our land? I know it's a watershed, but was it bought for water, water protection? I don't know. Originally, or was it just bought for any use of the water department? Depends how it's written.
As long as it's for the use of the water department. As long as it's for the water department. Don, you got to go? You can be excused. We're not going to make any changes. It's exactly the same.
Yeah,
we're looking at both those areas, plus behind the water department, then a toned down one that gives us that pays for our freight.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew, starting, is that right?
Starting from the five.
Have you confused you enough?
No, he's good. He's just regular stuff, isn't it?
This is pared down quite a bit from the initial looking at this with five different sites and a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. I think
so. It is pared down, and we can fine tune it.
I think these companies come in and they see what's available to it, yeah, and they don't want to. They don't want to cut it short. You know, they want to give you the whole. They take a look at your property. They want to give you the whole thing, and they probably go through a process with everybody.
Right, because they're doing, realistically, if they're going to develop, put 10 panels out there, it's the same 5,000, 8,000. They're going through Cape Cod Commission, they're going through all the same steps.
Right.
So they're trying to get the biggest bang for their buck.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's kind of the way we put the RFP out there.
Yeah.
We let it wide open, trying to specify.
So we're good. We're still good. We're still working. All right.
We're in progress.
Yeah. So we'll still do this. We're still doing the investigative stage. No major decisions today other than if they're ready to take a look at it seriously on those parts and come back to us to give us whatever they normally give us, let's do it.
Okay, good.
All right. Yeah. All right, Don, you're excused.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's good to see you. You think we have anything else? We're good. Oh, Amy? Okay. Okay, you can. You're excused. I kept this one.
Yeah,
I took this to Florida. I actually read it. My God.
Yeah, I told you I'd bring it out.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's all right.
This thing here. I was like...
That's a cover on the basis.
I was like... nodding off during the whole thing here.
I think the trick here is trying to eliminate the stuff that you don't need to read and limit it to the stuff that you have to read.
Andrew, thank you very much. You've done good. I appreciate it a bunch. Do we want to adjourn the meeting? Or no, you need to... Public comment.
Amy Cates, at the last credential committee meeting, there was mention of an intent to have discussion about water department salaries. And it is on the agenda for the Monday meeting. And so my question is, what discussion has occurred between your board and Prudential since their last meeting, if any?
I haven't had any. It's, Fran asked me to come to the meeting on Monday, and I'm going to go to the meeting.
Okay. So there hasn't been – so that's the only communication?
No, as a matter of fact, it was just a text message.
Would
I be available to the meeting? And
inviting you to come on Monday. Okay, great. And one other question. At the last water commissioners meeting, you left the meeting during the discussion to have a conversation in the stairwell.
Oh, no, I just told her she was looking to see the size of where the location of the antenna was, and I told her we'd get to it during the meeting, and she had to go to the meeting upstairs, so I just told her 200 feet off of Main Street.
Off of Main Street.
Mm.
Okay.
Jessica?
Jessica, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You did good.
All right.
Thank you. Meeting is, almost adjourned. Stan, you good? All right. I hope they know that we really want to know. We want to have our act together. We're not in a race here, you know.
Yeah.
No.
No.
And you know what the best thing about this whole thing is? Is the fact that it's not going to cost us anything. It costs us a little bit for the initial engineering, but we have a budget for that. And those are the things that we use, that we do with the budgeted money for the engineering to find out what's good for the district, good for the water department.
Right.
I think this is critical, to be honest with you.
Yep.
I'm really excited about the fact that we can pay for our electricity. That's huge. It's $73,000. And if it means that we cut down 6 acres or 9 acres of trees, I think it makes sense. We have 200 of them. And I'm not saying to you that it isn't important to have trees up. It is. It's very important. I don't think light of that.
You need to plan for future expansion, though, because that $73,000 today could be $140,000.
Absolutely. And we got it. We got it. Yeah.
Right.
So we got it. We have it. We can be ready for this. This is all stuff that we've needed to be doing all along. And now we're moving forward in this, and it's very good. And the other, not to bring up another issue, but when I get rolling, sometimes I can't shut up. But this cell tower thing is very important. Am I not supposed to talk about that today? What am I going to do with the 911 and the coverages that are going to disappear with those antennas coming off those tanks? You think there's going to be some ticked off citizens of the community when their cell phones don't work? You know, and so that thing's going to be 200 feet off the road, and it's going to make sure that we have the safety and security that we have.
Ted, your suggestion to Andrew was to ask Borrego to investigate a full project on either Sampson's Mill or Main, as to look behind the water department. That's not true?
To do these two sites only on Sampson's Mill.
Oh, okay.
Also,
I thought one was Main.
Nope. Then to give us a smaller site that just pays, this whole thing developed is $135,000.
Okay.
Then one of them paired down can give us the $73,000.
Just our cost. Okay.
Our cost. And then we want them to look at behind the water department. That's who you're talking about.
Okay.
That we feel like Chris is correct. It's got more open territory. We've already cut stuff over there. So it's got property for us, and we can take a look at that development. Okay. These guys, I almost feel like I'm almost apologizing for it sometimes and not doing everything they want to do, but you don't have to. You got to realize these guys are doing this every day. It's hundreds of people like us trying to do this thing.
Yeah, and I think they're gonna find a win-win. I mean,
they'll do good. Okay,
once we get some proposals in here and we have some discussions about the cell tower business, I think once we have something solid to talk about, we ought to develop a pathway to take this to the public. But right now. We don't have anything,
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good. All right, the meeting adjourned. Make a motion.
Make a motion that we adjourn.
Second. Dan? Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.